you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, November 8th. I think so. Is that right, yeah. Joey? I got to get some things set. Stay with me. We have some announcements, some news flashes, some updates, changes. Be flexible, everyone. It's like what we say, Joey. You haven't been on a trip with me to Israel yet.
There you go.
We say on many trips, be flexible because things change. Well, Joey's books will not be available until after the 10th. And this Thursday, we had talked about it all yesterday, this great meet and greet and book signing. Well, if there's not books, there can't really be a book signing.
I know.
I was like, oh, gosh. And so the radio spots you heard all weekend long, you heard us talk about yesterday, the announcements that this Thursday, come out and visit with Joey Kroll. We're shifting it 1 week, so it's going to be on the 17th, a new and improved date. It's going to even be better.
There you go, yes.
So those of you that have already signed up and RSVP'd, I'll send you a little message that it's being shifted 1 week, so it'll be a week from this Thursday. And actually, that'll allow more of you to plan, to participate. It'll give Ken and Jan more time to make those great desserts. So the book signing for this new book, which we will talk about today, Joey,
yeah.
Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible by Pastor Dr. Joey Kroll. The book signing is being shifted 1 week till Thursday night, November 17th. So it's a window of time, so you can come anytime between 5:30 to 7:30 at our Great News Radio Center. So stop by and see what God's doing at the center as we're getting closer to having all of our pieces in place. And hopefully within 2 to 3 weeks, Jason and I had talked about having that studio maybe up and running by Black Friday.
That's so, really nice, yeah.
So we'll see. But we're making great progress, and it'll be a great time for you to see what God's doing at the Great News Radio Center. And this will be kind of our first event. We've held Singing Men rehearsals there,
mm-hmm.
and some other meetings and a board meeting, but this will be the first time we kind of have a special guest, which will be you. That's Dr. Joey Kroll, Pastor Joey Kroll, our Thursday host of Mark and Friends. Also, you can hear him on Sunday worship on Sundays, and his voice for public service announcements and other updates about the radio ministry. So for it to be an even better day, I guess God is moving us to the 17th, and that way there will be books for Joey to sign.
Yeah, that's right.
So, sorry if there's some confusion, but hopefully that'll clear it up, and it gives you an additional week to save your money so you can buy multiple copies of Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible. Now, before we talk about this book, and we will talk about it today, and I will also point out, yesterday, if you tuned in, you heard some of the background of how God's been working in Joey's life these past few years, how he's been with this radio ministry, coming up into his 7th year.
Yeah.
And I do want to start at that point of how you got involved with the radio ministry. But that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the archive programs page, and you'll see Joey Kroll's name right there, and you can click on it and listen to it. It's in its entirety, because this book comes out at a unique timing, and I close the program out talking about the Alpha course I'm a part of and people asking a lot of questions, and you try to answer a lot of questions because there's a lot of misunderstandings about God and Jesus and the Bible. And so let's discuss that, but first, how did you get involved in this radio ministry again?
Yeah, well, you know what? I lived in Carlinville, about 45 minutes south of Springfield. God gave me, praise the Lord, a successful career in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I retired from that, and so I moved to the Clinton area. And so I thought my radio days are behind me. And then I see this sign right across the street from where I lived, right off of, I forgot what street it was, Main Street, I guess. I'm not sure mm-hmm. what it was, but it says, God listens, you can too. I'm like, what in the world is this? I look at it, and then so I turned to 97.1, and sure enough, there was Great News Radio. I said, well, you
know what?
And
that's in 2010.
Yeah, that's 2010.
Okay.
And so I went on the website, just kind of checked it out. And so that's when I decided, you know what, let me just, you know, volunteer my time whenever I can, since, you know, I have this tool belt of resources and experience with radio. So let me just use that to help the ministry out. So I contacted you, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were out of town going to Israel, or you're getting ready for your 50th birthday.
Yeah.
With
oh yeah, that would have been
around that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So whatever it was, you're like, hey, let's meet at this time, whatever. So we met at a restaurant in Fisher. I forgot which one it was.
It's changed names since then.
Oh, okay.
There's the Fisher
times.
Garden Restaurant. Now yeah. I think it's called the Blue something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had gone on the website, and there was this younger picture of you.
Yeah. I think you used to say, is that your son now? Yeah.
So there was this younger picture of you. So I'm expecting this guy who's like in his 30s.
Yeah.
And then there's Mark waiting for me at the restaurant.
Old Godger.
Taking care of the senior discount there at the restaurant. No. But we really hit it off from there. And just I'm so grateful for our relationship here, Mark. Like I said yesterday, I started out as a listener. I listen to this ministry. My family and I pray for and support Great News Radio. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are on both sides of the fence, so to speak, when it comes to this ministry. And I'm so grateful that I saw that sign that says, God listens, you can too, Great News Radio.
Yeah, and I won't rehash or reiterate all the things I said wonderfully about you yesterday.
No, you can do that. I'm listening.
It'd be hard to get you out the studio door again. Your head got pretty big yesterday. In a good way, because everything was sincere and heartfelt, and I truly believe about you. You've been a godsend, a great asset. You brought expertise and background and giftedness to this radio ministry at a time that we really needed it, and you assisted in so many different ways with the public service announcements. You put your own kind of enthusiasm into it, which many stations, it's a very boring thing. Nobody wants to, it's public service announcement, I'll just switch stations. But you kind of engaged the listeners or made it like, there's going to be a chicken dinner and you want to be a part of it, and so you made it an interesting thing that would capture people's hearts and minds, and then they'd attend these different events. And then your personality and such just really fit in well on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, freeing me up a little time and your heart to serve. And so we talked a little about that yesterday, and so I won't rehash it all, but stop by and listen to that if you missed it at greatnewsradio.org. But because of all the conversations and discussions and the topics we were sharing yesterday, we didn't get to talk about your book, your new book, and why you wrote it and how God is using it, because I know you're already getting feedback. And I even shared that as I was leafing through it, it came at a really unique time as I was barraged with a variety of questions about the Bible and can we trust God and who is Jesus. And so this book, Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible, and the book signing, which is now not going to be this Thursday, it's going to be on the 17th, so be aware of that. You can get your own copy. Why did you write it? Was it something that started stirring in your heart, or...
Yeah.
Somebody suggested you write it, or?
You know, my wife, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, we were driving and.
The Honorable Aubrey.
Yes, right. That's right. And don't I forget that. No. And she said, I remember we were driving and she said, you know what? You really love God's Word. And she drew that out of me. I did, but when she put it into words, it clicked. Yes, I do love God's Word. And, you know, and with the last several years with the gay marriage debate on Scripture, I've seen on TV and online social media people twisting Scripture. And Christians weren't really informed on some of the Scriptures. And, you know, for somebody who loves the Lord and loves God's Word, like, no, you guys are way wrong in that. And I'm not basing it based on my wisdom. You don't agree with me. No. It's based on what God has said. So I thought of maybe putting together some misunderstandings that people have today, both in the church and out of the church. And I wanted to clarify that. And that's really my heart as a teacher of the Word, expositor of the Word, and cutting it up in bite-sized pieces where we can digest it and understand it and apply it. So that kind of that started the desire. That whole gay marriage debate really started that desire to come up with something like this.
And I know I'm looking at your table of contents: common misunderstandings on the Bible, common misunderstandings on God, common misunderstandings on Jesus, common misunderstandings on Christian living, and common misunderstandings on everything else. I think that was classic. And then I loved the sixth chapter, one understanding you don't want to miss. Yeah. So you kind of began thinking this through, maybe putting some ideas on paper. And then when did you come to the point where I'm going to publish this?
Yeah. maybe about 2 years ago.
Okay.
This was a long process. I know people can write books in like 2 months. I'm not a writer. I think you said at the program author. No. I like to think of me as an equipper. That was the whole purpose of coming up with this book, not so that you can say I'm an author. Buy my book. No. You know, what people kind of throw in sometimes when they're preaching. In my book, you can find in chapter. No. I just want you to be equipped. So
it's kind of has been developed as a resource for
absolutely.
The believer. Now, say I have some unchurched friends. Mm-hmm. Is it maybe a useful resource or a read for them to say, oh, I didn't even know there was misunderstandings because I don't even know if I believe in God or Jesus. So is there some witnessing in here?
Oh, absolutely. In and out of the pages.
Well, I kind of know that because I've read it, but I wanted to flesh it out from your point of view.
That's right. In and out of the pages, you know, it is a twofold book. It's for the believer. And it's for the non-believer, somebody who's a skeptic. What does the Bible really say on slavery? Because, you know, in discussions today, you can't trust the Bible. It promotes slavery. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a big one. And in fact, you know, throughout the Old Testament, we see that there were a lot of rights given to slaves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and there are some harsh commands and harsh words to the slave masters, you know, on how they ought to treat their slaves. And, you know, and unfortunately, man has tainted that word slave to be, you know, like the word submission, you know, wives and submission. Boy, I mean, people have tainted that in a way that really should have not been tainted at all. So it is for to equip the saint, but also to educate the non-believer.
And clear up maybe some of those misunderstandings and such. How about reading? Many times when we've had authors in the studio, I've asked them, hey, will you read a portion? Or Marianne Offenstein, another staff member with this ministry,
Marianne, I love her.
She's awesome. She read some excerpts. Maybe pick out something just to give our listeners a flavor of this book. And then be mindful, everyone, on Thursday night, November 17th, so a week from this Thursday, we're going to have a special meet and greet, book signing, dessert night, where you can come out to the Great News Radio Center between the hours of 5:30 and 7:30 and purchase multiple copies of the book and also see the progress we're making at the center. And the reason we're shifting it from this Thursday to next Thursday is we wouldn't have the books available, so it really wouldn't be a book signing. You'd come, say, hi, Joey, and he could maybe, you know, initial your order form that, this is a sheet that I signed, and you can put that in your book. But we want to have the books all available and accessible, so we're putting it on the 17th of November. So do you have anything that comes to mind, or whether it's the introduction, or do you want to start with a chapter?
I got one portion here in a chapter. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. So, you know, whenever we address some of these misunderstandings, and either it's answered in a paragraph or three pages. I mean, you know, it's there's so much to it. Okay, so God helps those who help themselves. Okay,
this is a very common one.
Let me read this to you here. When I was serving as an associate pastor at a former church, I was ministering to a couple who were overwhelmed with many issues from physical to financial to marital. The husband was struggling and crying as I sat on his living room couch. He said, "I can't do this anymore. I know God helps those who help themselves, but I can't do this anymore." This man believed that if he tried to help himself, God would then help him. Living with such a belief can bring despair to your life. Isn't that the truth, though? There are times when life will get you down and keep you down. There are times where you don't have the strength to get up in the morning. If God simply waited on some of us, he would never move and work in our lives. The Bible clearly states that we are hopeless and helpless without the Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 tells us, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly." Simply put, the statement, "God helps those who help themselves," is not in the Bible. God isn't looking for us to have dependence on ourselves, but on him. We can go to the bookstore and get self-help books, but there are some things that self-help can't help. He's looking to be the Lord of our life. Part of accepting Christ into our life is to hand over the reins to him and allow him to rule, master, and influence our lives. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And that address is God Helps Those Who Help Themselves.
In case you just tuned in, that's the voice of Joey Kroll, author, doctor, pastor.
Oh, stop it. You ever watch one of those old movies? You ever watch one of those movies and some guy goes to a town and there's that one guy who's like the mayor, the bank president, the barber, the priest, the pastor. Yeah, that's what I feel like, I tell you.
Well, that's in case you just tuned in, Joey Kroll. Also, you'll hear his voice on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, Sunday during the program Sunday Worship, public service announcements. He served with this radio ministry getting close to 7 years, and we had him in yesterday and again today to talk about his new book and his life journey and his role as serving as pastor at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. He works for WLUJ, Cornerstone Community Radio in Springfield, and he's been on staff here for just about 7 years, and because we're bringing him to town a week from this Thursday night, November 17th, to sign his new book, Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible, we thought it would be good to have him come in and share. And so, is that your first official reading of your book over the air?
Now that you put it like that, absolutely.
Wow, your debut reading. Yeah, good job. And you know, I like that topic. I had just said to Joey, hey, just pick something out. So he really just kind of was leafing through. But that's not only a term that Christians sometimes say about themselves, that you know, God will help me if I help myself.
Yeah.
But many unchurched people, it's kind of like the golden rule. Yeah. Oh, I just thought that that's in the Bible. And I think a lot of people do get confused. Well, I'm doing my part, so I'm trusting God's going to do his part. And God's saying, you know, this is one of those you need to wait or not move to action, or I'm not going to help you because that's a poor decision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so easy to get confused because sometimes we get our theology from the world, and that is a big problem right there.
Mm-hmm. Now that you've written this book, is there a prayer that you have, like between you and God, like, God, I would love to see this transform the culture, or I would love to get feedback that somebody is saying, Joey, I just never realized, you know, this concept till I read it, or do you have any personal agenda or goal for this book?
It is election day, so the word personal agenda.
you become president because of this? You lead our nation?
My prayer is that God would use this to really sharpen the believer. You know, we live in a day and age where, say, for instance, on social media, on Facebook, when there's an article that's posted, nobody reads the article. They just read the headline, you know, and that's how, and I hate to say this, that's how we read our Bible sometimes, just kind of just glance over it. We're not in the Word as much as we should. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to, you know, for praying that the Lord would use this to really sharpen the believer and educate the believer enough where they can dive a little bit deeper themselves. And you know what? And there's some interesting topics that I told myself I would not read on the radio today. For instance, do you need to speak in tongues to get to heaven? Or what about women pastors? I know these are hot topic stuff, but in the back of the book, this is also my prayer too. I put my contact information there. For the purpose of, if you disagree, that's okay. I'm not sitting on my throne telling, you know, how it is, and this is what...
These are the words of God.
Exactly, right? You know, if you disagree, let's have a conversation, you know? So that my prayer is that God would use this to equip the believer, but also at the end, you touched up on the very last chapter, one understanding you don't want to miss. I share the gospel, and I just pray, Lord, even if it's one person. Oh, that's so worth it for me. Right. I mean, I don't ever have to write another book ever again. I mean, that's if it just reaches one person, that is more than enough for me.
Now, Joey Kroll, somebody's listening, they're intrigued, they want to purchase this book, but they're looking at their calendar and they're saying, Thursday, November 17th, I'm out of town, I can't make it to that special meeting.
Cancel your plans. You need to reorganize your life.
Because you're that one person that needs this book.
Yeah, that's right.
But they can't make it to our Thursday meet and greet book signing at the center on the 17th. Is there a way they can get in touch with you, or should we have multiple copies maybe left behind so that we can mail them out if they purchase them through the station?
That's not a bad idea. Well, it's available on Amazon.com,
okay,
BarnesandNoble.com, You can do that, but you can save a few extra bucks. You don't have to pay all the shipping if you're able to come out to the event. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
The 17th. Books will be available by then.
Or you can just email me here at the ministry, joey@greatnewsradio.org, and then we can kind of go from there. But, you know, and I say this with my heart here. I'm not looking to get rich. This is not my deal. I'm not one of those speakers. You can buy my book to find out the real truth on this subject. That's not my heart. If you come on Thursday, next Thursday.
The 17th, November 17th, between the hours of 5:30 and 7:30 at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square.
And you say, Joey, I really feel that God will use your book to help me grow in my relationship with the Lord, to evangelize a little bit better, a little bit sharper, share the hope that I have, but I don't have the money. I will be more than happy to give you a copy. Mm-hmm. That my heart at the end of the day is not the bottom line money. Bottom line for me is that you are equipped and that God can bless you in so many different ways with this resource.
And those with resources, I think you're doing a special discounted rate of $10.
Yeah.
That way they can
don't
have
worry
it.
About the shipping costs or
yeah.
nothing.
Because you buy it online or somewhere else, it's like $3 to $5 yeah. or $6.95 if you want it. You
yeah,
know,
I know,
in
right.
12 days and $27.77 if you want it the next day or you know. Anyway, so book signing Thursday night, November 17th at the Great News Radio Center. Joey's new book. I'll say new book because there might be others to follow. We'll
there
see how
go.
The Lord works in your life. Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible, and recently released, and we'll have them available Thursday night, November 17th. All right, Joey, thanks for being available for today and yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends. Both are archived at our website, greatnewsradio.org, in case you missed a portion of it, or you want to copy and paste it into an email and send it on to a friend. Access both programs at greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Joey Kroll with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Go out and vote.
We have turned from your ways, Lord.